city of Detroit is apparently bankrupt, but Detroit Lions aren't, giving Matthew Stafford a 53 million dollar extension. Signed through what, 2017?
Yeah, that locks him up through 2017. But maybe that's why they're bankrupt, is the city just paid Matthew Stafford.
Probably. Let's talk about the 2013 Lions. Obviously, the Lions were underwhelming last year. They didn't do what they expected themselves to do, which most bad teams don't. And let's be honest with each other. Detroit Lions haven't been great in a long, long time.
I mean, you know, 2011, they were 10-6 and made the playoffs, but that was almost a fluke when you consider since 08, we've got 0 wins, 2 wins, 6, 10, 4 last year. I mean, they're 22-58 over the last 5 years.
Yeah, it's not been a good stretch for the Detroit Lions. I mean, Schwartz has been a welcome kick in the butt as a head coach, but let's really look at the 2013 Lions and see exactly what they did. I mean, let's talk about that contract extension.
Okay.
And we've talked about every contract extension that has happened with the big name quarterback so far. Matthew Stafford, did he really? I mean, I think he deserved it, just simply because he's that good of a quarterback, and I think if you want to lock up somebody to build your team around, Matthew Stafford is the guy. Especially, you know, both of you and I live in Georgia, so we've seen him from college all the way up. This kid's legit.
Oh, he has got a killer arm. We saw him light people up in the SEC.
I really think it was deserved, but what about you? What do you think?
Well, you know, like we were saying before the podcast, I mean, yeah, he deserves it because he continues to throw for almost 5,000 yards a year. Now, granted, almost 2,000 of those were Calvin Johnson last year, but the guy's that good. But at the same time, I mean, there's other teams with quarterbacks that are similar to him. I mean, just Jay Cutler, who's put up similar numbers, had a similar performance. I mean, maybe not quite the offensive numbers, but does he deserve $53 million over the next 3 years? Does Josh Freeman in Tampa... Philip Rivers.
See, you are comparing apples to bananas, dude. They are completely different quarterbacks. Matthew Stafford is a quarterback you could build your team around. Jay Cutler is a nice piece, but it's not a piece to build your team around. Josh Freeman, not even a nice piece in my opinion to build your team around.
Wow.
I mean, you are comparing apples to bananas. Completely two different types of quarterbacks.
Okay, what about compared to a Cam Newton or something? You could build a franchise around Cam.
You could, but I really don't think that Cam Newton has done anything to warrant a $53 million extension yet. He's only 3 years into his NFL career.
I'm trying to find a comparable quarterback. And
it's hard.
Tony Romo. Romo. He just got an extension.
He did, and I think it's well-deserved because I really do think what he does with his team, when he plays well, his team plays well. Unfortunately, Tony Romo falls into the same category as Peyton Manning used to a few years ago, where Tony Romo was lighting it up and the defense was screwing it up.
Well, that would be Matt Stafford then.
I completely agree.
I mean, he's got a couple pieces because, I mean, with the addition of Reggie Bush, I mean, it gives him another playmaker who can also field punts and kicks, which is something they've drastically missed. But, I mean, you know, we were talking before, as far as their offense, you've got Matt Stafford, who's got a cannon for an arm. He's got good accuracy, the 5,000 yards. Then you got Calvin, who is the best in the league at catching the ball by far. He can be double and triple teamed and still catches the ball. He did that at Georgia Tech, another guy we got to see. But then their other receivers, they got 3 slot guys, and last time I checked, there's only 2 slot positions on a field at any given time, and most of the time you don't play more than one. And their 2 tight ends are actually pretty decent. So like I was saying before the podcast, if they want to run kind of a New England type set with, like, you know, the Randy Moss, Calvin Johnson side that way and have a slot guy and 2 tight ends, then it could work.
I completely agree. I think the talent that Brandon Pettigrew has to continuously be a big target. I mean, this kid is 6'5", 265 in his fifth year. And, I mean, he has just put up some monster numbers. And the fact that he's got really good hands for a tight end, can get out into the open and get behind linebackers, would be a big thing for this offense if they decided to go with the New England style offense. That's going to be the biggest question. Are they going to look at their offense and go, well, we don't really have talent here. Maybe we can change it up a little bit, or we're just going to just see, go steady as it goes and just say, okay, well, you know, statistics show it's going to get better.
Who is their coordinator anyway? Oh, Scott Linehan. I don't really know what kind of scheme he runs, do you?
It's the same kind of scheme that you've seen from Detroit the past few years.
The same one that Georgia Tech had when Calvin was there.
Exactly.
Hey, Calvin's over there, throw it there.
Bingo. And that's going to be the biggest problem. Calvin Johnson is going to put up monster numbers year after year. That is not going to happen. You know, that's not going to stop. It's like saying Adrian Peterson isn't a top five pick in any fantasy draft. I mean,
to me, he's a top five pick as long as he is active and on the field.
I mean, it's ridiculous. There are certain players in the NFL that you can build your team around, and like I said, Calvin Johnson is actually one of them. And Matthew Stafford is another one. I really think the Detroit Lions actually have two players they can build their team around. And unfortunately, they thought the same and paid them the same. And now they have peanuts to pay everybody else.
I mean, you know, I'm not sure about the contract situation of to me, they're two biggest defensive stars right now. And Ndamukong Suh and Nick Lee. I don't know the contract situation there, but what happens in a couple years when it comes time to extend their paychecks? Is there going to be any money left?
That's going to be the biggest question, especially
because
Ndamukong Suh will
go play somewhere else.
Especially with this extension for Stafford, such being so backloaded, it's ridiculous. But let's look ahead to the 2013 season for the Lions, and let's look at their schedule. I think you and I are kind of on the same page. But what's your prediction for the Lions season?
Yeah, I think we're close as we typically are, but I think for once we've actually swapped positions. I think you're giving kind of more of a positive benefit of the doubt to them. I mean, I look at their schedule and I see three coin flip games just off the top of my head. Before that, I got them 1-12. So, and their one win to me is going to be Arizona in week two. They could surprise and win at any other time, but just looking on paper, they have got a rough schedule. Having to play Green Bay twice, it just sucks anyway. But if I give them benefit of the doubt on these three coin flip games, that gives them four wins. But I think they're going to split them because Chicago is two of those games. I think they'll split that series anyway. I give them three wins this year. I think they're going backwards, and they're going to have to figure out the money situation and you know, maybe first-round pick Ziggy Ansah can step up at right end and give them a dominant line. Because right now you just stack the middle and stop the defensive tackles, and their defense is in shambles.
I'm going four wins. I think 4-12 is a legit, you know, prediction for them. I really don't see them, you know, surpassing what they did last year. They really don't have the presence on offense to actually, as much as they would be an England style offense, I really don't think they'll actually pull it off. And their offensive line is awful. So just seeing this schedule, I think four wins is probably legit. I think win number one is going to come at home against Minnesota week one, Cleveland, Arizona, both road games I think they'll actually pick up. And like you said, I think they'll win at least one of the Chicago games, even though Chicago is going to be a good team just like they were last year. I mean, they're not going to be great, but they'll be good. But I really think that 4-12 is probably a good prediction for them.
And a thought occurred to me, because if I'm going to give them three or four wins, you're going to give them three or four wins. You know, that could get them a top pick in the draft, you know. Mm-hmm. And seeing as how they drafted Ziggy Ansah to be one defensive end, what if, you know, worst case scenario, they end up worst team, they get number one pick. If they get Jadeveon Clowney, just throwing this out there, maybe it's something for Lions to look forward to, I don't know. But you put Clowney on one side, you put Ansah on the other, and then you got Fairley and Sue in the middle. Is there a better defensive line than that? That is like
really.
Madden Super Team scary.
Not really, but I really don't think Detroit Lions are going to have the number one pick. And I think the four of us, between you, me, Bryce, and Daniel, are all in consensus that Clowney, when he comes out next year, will be the number one overall pick. I mean, the kid's just that good, but.
Well, it really depends, because there's a couple of the bottom feeder teams that don't need that much help on the line and could actually, you know, jump up and do something else. So
Clowney is a player you can build your team around. Oh, I guarantee you that any team in the NFL this year would have loved to have Clowney. Loved.
Some of them tried.
Yeah. But that's it for the 2013 Detroit Lions preview. For Jeremy, Bryce, and Daniel, who aren't here, I'm Billy. Thanks for listening, guys.
Spirit fingers.